Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. When you browse the web normally, your IP address follows you everywhere. Every website you visit knows where you're connecting from. Your ISP sees every site you access. If someone's watching, your employer, your government, an attacker on your network, they know exactly what you're doing online. What if you could browse without leaving that trail? We've talked about private browsers that block trackers. We've talked about VPNs that hide your traffic from your ISP. But Tor is different. Tor is designed from the ground up for anonymity, hiding not just what you're doing, but who you are. Let's understand how it works and when to use it. Tor stands for the Onion Router. The name comes from how it protects you, layers like an onion. When you use Tor browser, your traffic doesn't go directly to the website you're visiting. Instead, it bounces through three volunteer-run servers called relays, each in a different location around the world. Here's the key. Each relay only knows the relay before and after it. The first relay knows your real IP address but doesn't know your destination. The last relay knows your destination but doesn't know your real IP. The middle relay knows neither. No single point in the chain can connect you to what you're doing. This is much stronger than a VPN. With a VPN, you trust one company with all your traffic. With Tor, no single entity sees the complete picture. Even if one relay is compromised, even if it's run by an adversary, they can't identify you without controlling all three relays in your specific circuit. The Tor network is maintained by thousands of volunteers worldwide. Some run relays to support free speech, some are activists, some are organizations like libraries and universities. This decentralization is the source of Tor's resilience. There's no single point of failure. No one to subpoena, no company to pressure. The trade-off is speed. Bouncing through three relays around the world takes time. Tor is noticeably slower than regular browsing, sometimes much slower. It's not for streaming video or downloading large files. It's for when anonymity matters more than convenience. Tor browser is the official way to access the Tor network. It's a modified version of Firefox pre-configured for anonymity. Getting started is simple. Download Tor browser from torproject.org, the only safe source. It's available for Windows, Mac, Linux, and Android. Install it like any other application. When you launch Tor browser, it connects to the Tor network. This takes a moment. Once connected, you browse as usual. Type URLs, click links, use search engines. The difference is invisible. Your traffic routes through the Tor network automatically. Tor browser includes extra protections beyond just Tor routing. It blocks scripts by default. It resists browser fingerprinting. It clears all history and cookies when you close it. It warns you if you're about to do something that might compromise your anonymity. The interface is deliberately minimal. There's no bookmark bar, no extensions, no customization that could make your browser unique. Every Tor browser user looks the same to websites. That's the point. Anonymity comes from blending in. A few practical notes. Some websites block Tor traffic. Captchas will appear more often because you share IP addresses with other Tor users, some of whom might have been abusive. Some features won't work because JavaScript is restricted. This is normal. It's the price of anonymity. Tor isn't for everything. It's a specialized tool for specific situations. Research that might attract attention. Journalists investigating sensitive topics. Activists researching opposition movements. Lawyers researching cases. Anyone whose search history could become evidence or liability. Tor protects your research from being linked to your identity. Accessing blocked content. In countries with internet censorship, Tor bypasses government filters. It's one of the most effective tools for reaching blocked websites and services. Whistleblowing. If you need to contact journalists or leak information, Tor helps protect your identity. Combined with SecureDrop, a system many news organizations use, you can communicate anonymously with reporters. When your location is sensitive, maybe you're traveling somewhere your government disapproves of, maybe you're researching healthcare options you want to keep private, maybe you just don't want your ISP knowing you're looking at competitor websites. Tor hides where you're connecting from. General privacy hardening. Even for mundane browsing, occasional Tor use adds noise to your overall profile. It's harder to build a complete picture of someone who sometimes disappears into the anonymous crowd. For everyday browsing, checking email, using social media, watching videos, regular private browsers are fine. Tor's speed penalty isn't worth it for routine tasks that don't require anonymity. Tor is powerful, but it's not magic. You can easily compromise your anonymity through careless behavior. Don't log into personal accounts. The moment you log into your Google account over Tor, Google knows you're the person at that IP address. Now your anonymous session is tied to your identity. If you need accounts over Tor, create them on Tor and never link them to your real identity. Don't resize the browser window. Tor browser opens at a standard size. This is intentional. Websites can use window size for fingerprinting. Resizing makes you more unique and easier to track. Don't install plugins or extensions. Every modification to Tor browser makes you stand out. The add-ons you think are helping might be making you more fingerprintable. Use Tor browser exactly as it comes. Don't torrent over Tor. BitTorrent traffic can leak your real IP address and overwhelms the network. Tor is not designed for file sharing. Don't open downloaded files while online. Documents can contain tracking elements that connect to the internet, revealing your real IP. If you download something over Tor, disconnect from the internet before opening it. Don't assume Tor makes you invincible. If you're targeted by a nation-state with unlimited resources, Tor alone may not be sufficient. It protects against mass surveillance and casual observation, not against dedicated adversaries willing to employ advanced techniques. Should you use a VPN with Tor? Usually not. Tor over VPN, connecting to your VPN then to Tor, adds minimal benefit. Your VPN sees that you're using Tor but not what you're doing. The Tor entry node sees the VPN's IP instead of yours. You're adding complexity and another trusted party for little gain. VPN over Tor, connecting to Tor, then to a VPN, is more complicated to set up and introduces your VPN as a potential weak point. They now see all your traffic with your real payment information potentially attached. In most cases, just use Tor by itself. It was designed to provide anonymity without additional tools. If you're in a situation where VPN plus Tor makes sense, you probably know enough to evaluate it yourself, or you should consult with security professionals. The exception, if Tor traffic itself might cause problems. Some ISPs, employers, or countries flag Tor usage. In those cases, a VPN can hide the fact that you're using Tor, making your connection look like normal encrypted traffic. Tor browser is the strongest anonymity tool available to regular people. It's free, it's open source, and it's used by journalists, activists, and privacy-conscious people around the world. Download it from torproject.org. Use it when anonymity matters. Remember the rules: no personal logins, no customization, no careless behavior. Let yourself blend into the anonymous crowd. Next episode. Encryption explained. We've talked about encrypted files, encrypted messages, encrypted connections, but what does encrypted actually mean? We're going under the hood without the math degree. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.